Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
15th Ward Alderman Ray Lopez represents the folks in the West Englewood neighborhood, also the back of the yards in Brighton Park. And lately he's been arguing that we should scrap residential permit parking. Good morning, Alderman. What's the problem exactly with permit parking as you see it?
Good morning. You know, my problem with permit parking in the city of Chicago is it's a $25 add-on to your city sticker that the city doesn't enforce, and it's losing its value and luster. When everyone has it, it's not special anymore. And you have communities, you have blocks that are individually numbered. You can't park anywhere except your own block. But then you come home and you find out that everyone else is parked there too because they know you're not enforcing it. So we need to come up with a better system to get some of these cars off the street and into the garages where they belong. People are using their garages for everything else, from man caves, junior party centers, and businesses, instead of what they were meant to be, which was housing vehicles and keeping them off the street.
Now, the city clerk wants this to be considered by committee, the committee she created to sort of wean the city from its historic addiction to fines and fees. But you're pretty frustrated about this, aren't you?
Well, I appreciate the clerk's wanting to have it under her wheelhouse, but this is a law in the city of Chicago, and aldermen make the laws here. And I think that, you know, we deal with this on a daily basis in our communities. Her office has only 4 investigators for the entire city of Chicago. So only 4 people from her office can go out and make sure that enforcement is happening. You know, we can use our Department of Revenue and others, but we're clearly not keeping up with the pace of complaints in our communities. It's having a diminished impact in keeping people on the block that are allowed to be there with parking their vehicles. Mm-hmm. And we need to start taking some serious action, because if you can only park on your block and when you get home, all the spots are taking because there's too many cars and nobody's using their garages, we have a problem. And it's not meant to be a money grab. Enforcement shouldn't be a money grab. This is just about compliance and freeing up space and improving the quality of life in our neighborhood.
Residential permit parking got started in 1979 on the streets near Northeastern Illinois University up on the north side, and eventually it spread to other neighborhoods. The idea was this would help the parking crunch around here, and for people who live in congested areas, I'm thinking of Lincoln Park, places like that, yep. having a spot on the street by their house seemed like a good idea. What went wrong?
I think what we've seen is the proliferation of these permits throughout every community in the city of Chicago. On the southwest side in my ward, I have just shy of 270 residential streets, of which 150 of them, I believe, have residential permit parking. Individual numbers. So you could live on 44th and Mozart and can't park on 45th or 43rd. And if everyone on your block is not using their garages, that's at least 60 cars that could be in the garages out on the street. Mm-hmm. Couple that with the fact that you have a lot of multi-unit buildings and everybody in the building has a car or two or three. That just creates a scenario where everyone's paying extra for a benefit that no longer exists. And one of the things that I proposed in lieu of this is maybe that we look at having a graduated vehicle sticker in the city of Chicago, one that either encourages people to park in their garages. You know, you could get a city sticker with no residential parking if you're going to use your garage and save $25. Or we start looking at having the fee for the sticker increase with the more vehicles you have, kind of trying to dissuade you from having a household with 7 cars that are always parked on the street.
Would that make up for the revenue lost by scrapping permit parking?
I think that we can find a way to make it equal. Again, residential permit parking is only a $25 a year per car addition. I think we're talking maybe $140,000, something along those lines. It's not a monumental amount of money that we make. And again, this is about improving the quality of life in our neighborhoods. And I think if we can free up space on individual blocks throughout the city of Chicago and get people to change their behavior and start using their garages again for what they were meant for, which is housing cars, then we'll be better for it.
So what is next for you, Alderman, and your idea here? What's going to happen now?
Well, we're going to review what the municipal code says with regards to the vehicle stickers and residential permit parking. Hopefully, we'll be able to work with the law department and the administration and the city clerk's office to see what we could do to move forward. The problem I have with task forces is that they do a lot of talking and take a lot of time to get things moving. But if we can introduce an ordinance and have this discussed public in a public forum, such as the Committee on Transportation, I think that will be much better for a more open and transparent process for all of Chicago to have a chance to weigh in and discuss their concerns about residential parking and paying for graduated city stickers.
Yeah, I mean, all I know is I've been frustrated at times. You go into a restaurant and you want to park somewhere, but you can't because it's permit parking and you don't want to get a ticket. But then the people who live on the street are entitled to a parking space. So it's not so easy, is it?
No, it's definitely a juggling act. And, you know, as our communities start building up their local economies, increasing the amount of restaurants and places that need parking, we have to come up with a better solution. We haven't had a serious discussion on this in, I think, over a decade, and it's time for us to start looking at this program, at this benefit, and see what we can do to bring it into the 21st century.
Alderman Ray Lopez, 15th Ward, and Alderman, are you okay with the Bears moving out of the city?
I'm just glad it's not my legacy for being the one to lose the Bears from the city of Chicago. I think, you know, the Chicago Bears are our home team. We should be doing what we can to keep our teams here. And I think clearly the mayor underestimated her negotiating power, but she better get back to the table because I would not want that hanging over my head for all of eternity.
I hear you. Alderman Ray Lopez, thanks for the time this morning, Alderman. You have a good day.
Take care of you and your listeners.